We are learning from this brachas daf nun zayin am abeis, and we are beginning on top of the amud. Om Rabbi Yechon, hishkim v'nachal pasuk l'soif piv. Someone wakes up in the morning, and a pasuk pops into his mouth. Harezu nevua katana. In this pasuk is a stickle of a nevua, stickle of a prophecy. Now we already had this member before. Look at the slach. Why we repeat it again here? Tana Rabbanan lived in a brisa. Shloisha melachmein. There are three kings, and if you saw these kings in your dream, it has different simonim. Now, we don't know what these kings, we don't know what David HaMelech looks like, so what does it mean seeing kings? So Sif Sechom says it means you saw the name David in your dream. So Harei David v'chaloyim, you see David HaMelech in your dream, Mitzap v'lechasidus. That means you are all, you're going to become a chassid, because we see David HaMelech said, chassid ani. Shloim, see Shloim HaMelech in a chaloyim, that means Mitzap l'chachma, because we know that Shloim HaMelech was very smart. That means you are, have a potential to for chachma. Achav, if someone sees Achav in a dream, who is a wicked king, then you should worry about Tsaris, because Achav had a lot of Tsaris. He died a terrible death, and he was a big Rasha. There are three, the more than three Sifrei Nevi'im, or three Sifrei Nevi'im that we see in Achaloyim, it means something. Harei Sefer Melachim, we see the Sefer of Kings, Yitzhak Legdula. That means you are have a potential to be a great, to be a leader. Yecheskel, Yitzhak Lechachma. If you see Yecheskel in a dream, that means Chachma, because Yecheskel Chachma opened up to him. Yeshaya, Yitzhak Lechachma. You have a potential for Nechachma. And you should worry about Peronius. Now really, it said there was three, and here is four. So you have to take out one of them. The Goyim takes out Yeshayahu, and others take out Yecheskel. Whatever, either way you want, but there's three here, and it said four. The Marvaita, Shloisha Ksuvim Gdailim, three big books of Ksuvim, of the Tanakh. Hey, what are they? Tehillim, Iyoy v'mishle, so I write a sefer Tehillim, Yitzhak l'chasidus. That means you're all for chasidus, like Tehillim is full of chasidus. Mishle, Yitzhak l'chachma, that's a whole sefer full of chachma. Iyov, Yidag m'apronis, you're worried about Tzaris. Shloisha Ksuvim Gdailim, three smaller books of Ksuvim. You should be mitzapa, hope for chasidus. Keheles, yitzapa chachma, hope for chachma. Kinois, which means Megillas Eicha, yidig v'paronius, worry about paronius. Harei Megillas Esther, neis nasaloi, it means a simon that neis we nasa for you. Shloisha chamheim, the three chachamim. Harei Revi, which is Rehuda Anasi, v'chaloi mitzapa l'chachma. You should hope for you to get Chachma. It means you have a potential, you can hope for Ashirus, because he was a very rich person, Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha, Yidim Apronius. He's one of the Sari Elugim Malchus, like Rashi explains, and he died of Misa Mashuna, where they peeled the skin off his face, Rahman Aslan. So, therefore, if you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Alisha in a dream, Yidim Apronius. The three to me, the Chum. Haraya ben Azai bechaloyim. You see ben Azai in a dream, Yitzhak lechasidus, because he was a chassid. Ben Zayma, Yitzhak lechachma, Yishimitzapa for chachma, he was the chachma dar. Acher, which is Elisha ben Avua, Yidig ben Apronius, he was kaifa be'ikr, and he had also a terrible death, and he was a rasha. Kol minei chayois, yofois lechaloyim. All animals that you see in a dream is good. Besides chutz min apil v'akoyf ha-kipot, besides for an elephant and a monkey, and the kipot is maybe called a marten, different type of monkey. If you see those, like Rashi says, since they're mishunah b'marehem, since they're different in the way they look, therefore it's not a good simon to see that. For example, Rav Amar Amar haraya apil v'chaloy, if you see an elephant in a dream, pelena saloy, you'll have nisim done to you. So no, like Hasha, hod misorei, god lo misorei. If it has a saddle, then it's a good simon. Without a saddle, it's not a good simon. Okay, so you have a saddle, it means you're going to ride over it, so that means you're going to overpower it, therefore it's a simon yofa. Kol mini mateches yofan lechaloyim. All type of metals are good, if you see it in a dream, chutz memar, that's like a hoe, like a shovel, or a pasel, that's like a type of hammer that you cut up stones with it. But kardoyim, and that's like an axe, all these things are not good. But how do you know the only time it's not good, the chazin v'katayv, you saw where it's handled, where it's, you know, ready for destruction. But if not, then it's fine. Kol mina peiros yofan l'chaloyim, all mina peiros you see in a dream is fine. Chutz apagit tamara, besides four dates that fell off before they fully ripened. All type of vegetables are good in the dream. Chutz me rashi liftes, besides the head of turnips that are not good. Rav said, well, I saw in a dream, I only didn't get rich till I saw in the dream heads of turnips. You saw it from growing out of the ground. But we're talking about where it's not good, where you see it tlushim, we see it detached. All different colors that you see of clothing, colored clothing are good in a chaloim, good in a dream. Besides for blue or rashmash, it's green. Besides for the green color, because that's a symbol of chayla. Someone whose face is green is a symbol of chayli. Kol mini oifes liyofna chaloim. All type of birds are good to see in a dream. Chutzman and karya, vikifufa, vikarfoy. Karya and kifufa are type of owls, and karfoy is a bat. These birds are different, and therefore it's not a good simon. Shloisha nechnasim. Yeah. Mar is a simon haguf haguf meim meshivim archivim. Shloisha nechnasim haguf. There are three things that a person brings into his body. But vein haguf nerem mehem. His guf gets no sustenance from it, doesn't gain anything from it. What are they? Gudgonios, which are berries. Vikafnios is a type of bad dates. Upagi tomorrow. And certain type of dates that fall off before they're fully ripe. Three things don't go into the guf, but you do have enough of it. What are they? Elohen rechitza, it means washing yourself, a sicha, or smearing yourself with different type of oils, the tashmish, which means tashamita, where you have anah, even though it don't go into your guf. Three things that are ma'ain, the hanah of elam haba. What are they? Elohen, Shabbos, Shemesh, Shabbos, and Shemesh is the sun, with tashmish. What's tashmish? Tashmish, the mai, ilim tashmamita. That can't be Olam Habah. Mikrish Kachish. When someone is Isaac and Tashmish, he gets weakened. Olam Habah, there's nothing that weakens you. Ella means Tashmish Nakav. It means when someone goes to the bathroom, gets rid of everything. That is Ma'ein Olam Habah. Shloish Meshivim Daitai Shal Adam. Three things make a person feel better. Elu Hain, Koil, a sweet voice. Rash Mashba, a sweet voice of a lady singing. Umare, a nice view, a nice sight. Vereach, and a good smell. Three things make a person's das break, which means makes him more easygoing. Elohein, Diranavi has a nice house, Veishana, a nice wife, Vekelemna, a nice furniture, a nice kelim, or clothing. The Gemara writes, the simon is Chamisha, Veshisha, Vasara, simon. So the Gemara, Chamisha, there are five things that are Echad Meshishim, that are 1/60th of something else. What are the five things? Elohein, Eish, Devash, V'Shabos, V'Sheina, V'Chaloyim. And the Gemara explains, Eish is Echa M'Shishim L'Gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenim. Devash is Echa M'Shishim L'Mon. It's 1/60th of L'Mon. You get a little taste of L'Mon. Shabbos, Echa M'Shishim L'Abah. It's 1/60th of L'Abah. Shina, Echa M'Shishim L'Misa. It's 1/60th of death. Chaloyim, a dream, Echa M'Shishim L'Nevuah. 1/60th of Nevuah. Shishis Baram Simon L'Yafel L'Chayla. There are six things that are a good simon that his chayla is getting weakened, you know, they're starting to get better. He's on the way back. What are the six things? Elohein, itush, zeya, shulshul, keri, v'shina, v'chaloyim. Itush is like sneezing, zeya, sweat, shulshul is going to the bathroom, keri is zera, v'shina, v'chaloyim. Sleeping and a dream. And I'm going to explain to you right after everything. Itush, how you know that sneezing is a good simon, the chsiv, ati shoysav, tahel, arm. If someone sneezes, it's going to start bringing life, light of life into him. That with the zeya is a simon that he's able to get better and eat bread. If he goes to the bathroom quickly, if he goes to the bathroom, he won't die. Carry the chsiv yire zera yarech yomim. If you see zera, you'll have arichas yomim. Sheina the chsiv yishanti oz yenuach li. Then I'll get better. I think it's talking about Chizkiyah there. It says that I will get better. I'll see, I have a dream, and I will get better. Something more about this. Shusha devarim erapim esachoy lemechoyev. Rufasa refuah. Six things are good to eat for refuah, and it'll work. What are the six things? Elohim. Kruv is cabbage. Tardim is beets. Sisim is a yaveshim is some type of dried mint, the keva, and the stomach of an animal, the heres, that's the uterus of the animal, the yiseres, the fat that covers the liver, Those are all very healthy for a chayla. Yes, I'm half dog and tarim small fish. But oh, that's dog and tarim mafrim or marvrim kol guvus adam. It makes a person's guf get better and multiply and be very good. And really make him healthy. Asara devarim achzir mesa chayla lechalya. There are 10 things that returns a person to his chayli. That means he's not careful with these 10 things, he'll get sick again. And not only that, v'cholyav kasha, and he'll be stronger than before. What are these things? Elohein, oichle basa shar. Someone eats basa from an ox, or basa shaman, fatty meat, basa tzali, or roasted meat. A good barbecue is not so good for a chayla. Basa tziparim. Meat from birds, or beitza tzluya, or a boiled egg. V'taglachas. Bitzli literally means roasted egg. V'taglachas and a haircut. V'shachalayim and cress seeds. V'acholov and milk. V'agvina and cheese. V'hamerchats and taking a shower. V'yashayimim af egoizim. V'yashayimim af kishuim. Also kishuim, which is kishuim, which means also cucumbers. And l'chayim, yep, it could be that all these things are talking about in a dream, maybe, because it's trying to say all these things are so bad for the chayla. But Pashup Shah, it sounds like that these things bring a person back to chayla. I don't know if he takes a haircut, he goes back to chayla. It's a little, you have to know exactly what this means. But it said all these things are make a person back sick. You know, he eats fatty meat, which we understand, he eats fatty chicken, and a haircut, we're not sure. Man, cresses, milk, cheese, all these things are not too good for him. Tanabe Rishma, Lomnik Rishma, Kashuim. Why they call Kashuim? It's a caution the guf, but Kacha Rabbis. It's hard for the guf like swords. That's why it's called Kashuim. Caution the guf, Kacha Rabbis. Frank the Marini, Valksiv says in the Pasik, Vayem Hashem Lashne Goyim Vitnech, Altikri, Goyim, Elegeim, which means like Lashon Gedula. And what do we say? Who is that? Who are these two geyim, these two gedolim that will come out of Rivka and Huda Rav? Elo Antoninus v'Rebbe. It's Antoninus and Rebbe that they were so big. So pasak meshulchanam leitznoin leichazeres leikashuim. They had radishes, romaine lettuce, and cucumbers. It didn't leave that table. Not in the summer, not in the winter. So what do you see? You see kashuim is a good thing. If it was so bad for the guf, how we're praising that Rebbe and Antoninus had on the table all year round. More like kasha, big cucumbers are no good. Small cucumbers, kirbys, they're good leguf. Tan Rabbanan, talking about Avaita. And this is definitely talking about a dream. Tan Rabbanan, Mesa Bayis. Someone has a dream that he has a dead person in his house, Shalim Abayis. It's a simon that he has Shalim in his house. Ochav Shasav Abayis. Someone eats or drinks in his. Ochav Shasav Abayis. If the dead person ate or drank in his house in his dream, simon Yofel Abayis. It's a good simon for his house. Not al Kalim Abayis, Simon Abayis. If you see in the dream the mace take clothing out of the house, that's a bad simon, because it's a simon they just take other people with him. Tirgamah Rapapa, but it's only Mesana Mesandlos, only if he takes out shoes and socks, because that's a simon that they're leaving the house. Kol Shakal Shach Bamali. So it comes out like this, that anything the mace takes out in a dream is good, bar Mesana Mesandlos, besides for shoes and sandals. Called the Yavshik Vamali, anything that he gives you in a dream is good, bar ma'afra of a chardel. Besides for sand and a chardel. Sand, Rashi explains, because that's a simon to a kvura or a mace. A chardel is not good, some of Farshim say, because the way you sweeten chardel, which is mustard, is with gacheles, and that's maybe a simon to kibui of gacheles of chayim. So, the Maravaita, the said in the Mishnah, Haroya. We see a place where we eradicated Avodah Zarah, which is say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sha'aka Avodah Zarah Me'aretzeinu. So I'm going to elaborate a little bit on that. Tana Rabbanan. Haroyim Makulis. Someone sees the Avodah Zarah Makulis. Oma Baruch Shenosan Erech Apayim Le'aretzeinu. Make a bracha. Look, you didn't kill them right away. You give them a long time to do tshuva. And Tosis handles of Zdafka Makulus or any Avodah Zarah, Taisa Tzad, that the place where this Tana said the Braisa, the Avodah Zarah was Makulus. But He says that any other place, you have the same bracha. That's one thing Tosfos says. Another thing speaks out that he says these days we don't make it, this bracha, since it's always around. So you have to see it only once in 30 days. It's always around. You can't make a bracha every day. But let's see the Gemara Vayta. If you see Mokoyim Shenekar Amen Avayiz Chavim, you see a place where they eradicate Avayiz Zara, Oma Baruch Sha'aka Avayiz Chavim Marat Seinu. Ukashem, you say part of Bracha. Ukashem Shenekar Mokoyim is that. Kain Teak Avachol Mokoyim is Shal. You should please, Hashem, get rid of it in other places as well. V'heil Shav Leiv Avdeyem Lavadecha. And return the people who did Avayiz Zara to serve you. V'chutz Lar Tei Tzarech Leiv. You don't say this. Why not? You don't say V'heil Shav Leiv Avdeyem Lavadecha. Why? Because Ruvay V'chavim, they're mostly Goyim. So you don't daven for the Goyim. And this by Kosh is Afka for the Paisha Yisrael that we ask Hashem, please return them to their roots. Rav Shimon Lozo Eimer, Af Bechutz Arz Arach Leim Kain. Even Bechutz Arz, you have to say this bracha. Why? Bishah Sidim is Gair. The Goyim one day will all become Gairim. La'asad Lava Yishnema Oz Hefayich El Amim Safa Brura. And therefore, we're diving for them also. We're diving for the Gula Shlema. Doros Rav Anuna, Haroye Bovel Harashah. Someone sees different places in Bavel. Sorrel Gavar Chomis Brachas. You have to make five brachas. What are they? Ra Bavel. You see the city, the country Bavel, the city of Bavel, the country of Bavel. Amar Baruch Shehirche Bavel Harasha. Baruch Hashem, you destroyed the great Bavel. Bavel used to be a huge empire, and you praise Hashem that you destroyed Bavel. And they called Rasham because they destroyed Eretz Yisrael. Ra Beisay Shal Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is one who destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. Amen. Baruch Shehecher Beis Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. He praised Hashem for destroying the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. Roi Gav Shalai, see the goyim of lions that they threw Daniel into it. Oikiv Shana Eish. Amen. Baruch. By the way, I think it was the first Beis Hamikdash. I said the second Beis Hamikdash. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. Sorry. Oikiv Shana Eish. If you see the goyim of Shalai, Oikiv Shana Eish, where they threw Hanani Mashal Vazariah. See the bracha. Amen. Baruch Shalai, Nisan Avay Senu, Rakam Azah. And the other Rishonim don't have a Girsa L'Avei Seinu, they have Osnissim L'Tzadikim, because we saw Hagemar before that Avos are only Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and Daniel and Hananiah Mishael Azariah are not called Avei Seinu. So look at the Rishash, and look at the Gaius HaGra. Baruch Shah Osnissim L'Avei Seinu, Malkam Azariah. Raw, you see the Avei Zara Makulis, Baruch Shah Nostan Erech Apayim L'Avei Ritzayna. Like we had before, you pray to Hashem for giving time for the Avari and the Rasham to do tshuva. Rav Malkam Shnoitam and Afar. There's a place in Bavel where Hashem cursed that place, and we are always there's like a curse there that an animal can't go through there without putting sand on himself to get out. And it's a simon that we're removing sand, removing places from Bavel, removing like Bavel is constantly being destroyed. So you see that place where they take Afar Omar. Baruch Oimev Oisei Goyze Mekayim, that you were Goyze, we have to destroy Bavel, the Bavel will be destroyed, and he's been Mekayim his Tzivoy, Hashem's Tzivoy. Rava, Kevachaz Yichar Meshach L'Afar, when he saw Chamayrim that were leaving, saw donkeys leaving Bavel with the Afar, Tarv L'Yadah Gabayu Amah, he used to give him a slap on the back. Rava Tu Tzadikim L'Mer Ruvus Yudam Arayichu, Ron Tzadikim who are doing the will of the Bayre Eilam, the Eivishtah. Marabrei Ravina came out of Bava. He used to reach Bava. Was shakel after Basuda. He just take in his handkerchief some sand. Was shod the bara. Threw it out of Bava. The kaiyam hashenema v'tatasiya mati dahashmeid. You should sweep out Bava. Omar Rav Ashi. I know. Hold Rav Nuna Shmila. I never heard this thing that Rav Nuna said. The Rav Nuna. I never heard the memra of Rav Nuna. They said before that they make five brachas when you get the Bava, five different brachas. But still, he was mechaven. Myself, I thought of all those brachas when I got the Bava, all those brachas of Nebuchadnezzar's house and about Bava. I was mechaven. I was mechaven to those brachas.